welcoming Coach Michael Taylor.
Radio.
The two of them will be chatting about adversity is your greatest ally. Stay tuned.
New talks today. Author rejected. I'm Mike Moss. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is accusing Republicans of failing to compromise to get a new stimulus deal.
Yesterday, I offered to them, we'll take down a trillion if you add a trillion in. They said, absolutely not. If we could do that, if we take down a trillion and they add a trillion, we'll be within range.
The White House says the president will use an executive order to try to make up for a lack of relief deal in negotiations with Republicans and Democrats.
What the president believes is several things, and he will use his executive authority to get there because we can't seem to reach a compromise with the other team. Namely, he will use executive authority to cut the payroll tax for the workforce, which will give them more take-home pay and will be an incentive for people out of work to come back to work.
Economic advisor Larry Kudlow. More than 30 million Americans remain out of work even after the creation of 1.8 million new jobs last month. We get more from business correspondent Christine Roman.
10.2% unemployment, still worse than the Great Recession, but improving a little bit here. And for black Americans, that unemployment rate, 14.6%. So you're still seeing that racial disparity in these numbers that are so troubling.
The Pentagon is preparing to move ahead with the redeployment of thousands of American troops from Germany. Arizona Republican Gallego has introduced bipartisan legislation to block the move.
But I think at the end of the day, we're going to win this issue. Democrats and Republicans realize how important, strategic important it is for us to have our troops positioned in Germany. They're not just there to protect Germany. They're actually there more than anything else to protect us. And it's a vital link to the Middle East, it's a vital link to Africa.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has cleared the way for the state's public schools to reopen for in-person learning. The Dow down 60. I'm Mike Moore.
This message is from the National Council on Aging. Adults over age 60 are at higher risk for the COVID-19 coronavirus because they may have weaker immune systems or chronic health conditions. The Centers for Disease Control recommends older adults avoid crowds and people who are sick. Wash your hands and disinfect surfaces often. Keep a 2-week supply of food and medicine on hand. Learn more at ncoa.org.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at our alternative talk weather outlook for Friday. Mostly cloudy skies to start the day off, making way to partly sunny skies by this afternoon. Temperatures on the rise, mid-70s, so pretty much topping out about 74, 75. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance of light rain showers. Low temperatures dropping down to about 59, 60. For Saturday, clouds to start the day off, but mostly clear skies by the afternoon. High temperatures around 73. The sunny skies will continue for Sunday and for Monday. The temperatures climbing, mid to high 70s. Hope you all have a great weekend.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. Yes, it can seem rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, and it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of your inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. Here on the Christine Epchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Are you ready to step into your vibration of change?
Hello, everybody. Welcome. I'm so grateful you're joining us here today. I want to say thank you to the people of technology who helped put the show together before we introduce our guests. I'd like to say hello to Olivia from Transformation Talk Radio. Hey, Olivia.
Hello,
how you doing?
Hello. How are you? I'm doing well.
Doing well. I'm here on the island, and for those of you who are watching the video or listening, and if it's not great, I apologize, but it's summer and I love it out here. And hello, Mr. Benny Mathers. How are you?
Hi, doing well, Christine. It's looking pretty good. Yeah, apparently the technicians there on island time as well. So, you know, we'll get
exactly.
with them afterwards. We'll whip them into shape.
And it's funny, the people who've lived here for a long time, what they think is good internet is laughable on the mainland. But, you know,
it can be at times.
It's pretty sad out here, but it is changing. It is changing. You know, when Oprah got a place on the island, suddenly there was fiber optic coming.
Have you delivered any goodies for her or to her?
No.
Okay.
But
is there an opportunity?
I think she arrives by float plane and she leaves by float plane. Haven't seen her in town yet. But,
maybe you should get a float plane.
I hope she enjoys
then.
The beauty here.
Yeah, you should get a float plane or a pilot's license. Then you'd be well on your way. You can help her out.
Let's not just say that.
Okay,
Benny.
All right.
Oh, gosh, I'm really excited about our guest today because he has a very positive spin on adversity. And if you've lived more than, I don't know, 5 or 10 years on this planet, you know that there are going to be struggles. There are challenges. And he is going to help us kind of shift that around and turn it into a major plus. But before we get into that, we're going to take a quick 60-second break, make sure that our technology is in alignment. But stay tuned for our guest here talking about adversity. Adversity is our greatest ally. Stay tuned.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there. But when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, AM 1150 in the Seattle area and on Transformation Talk Radio around the world. You know, life has its challenges, and I know that many people are feeling additional challenges right now during COVID, during some of the stay-at-home orders. People are struggling with their businesses. Some people are struggling to make ends meet. I think that the timing for our show today is really perfect. We're going to be talking to Coach Michael Taylor, and he is what's known as an irrepressible optimist. He's got a passion for the impossible. He's an entrepreneur with a fascinating story. He's the author of 8 books, motivational speaker, and a radio and TV host, and he's committed his life to empowering others to transform their lives from the inside out. He's also the author of his latest book is Adversity is Your Greatest Ally. I'd like to welcome our guest today, Coach Michael Taylor. Hey, Michael, how are you?
Hey, Christine. So first of all, let me acknowledge your viewers and listeners right now, because it's important that if we're going to talk about the vibration of change, to have the audience know that they're a part of that. So I'm really glad that they're tuning in today. And obviously, I want to thank you for creating a platform that allows people like myself to share positive, inspiring messages. So thank you for having me on the show. I'm really looking forward to the conversation.
Oh, I love that. You started with gratitude from the very get-go. I love that. And I think that that's a part of, you know, based on your book and based on just seeing you in other videos and feeling your presence, gratitude seems to be an important part of your creative ability and success. And I think that's beautiful that you started the show like that. So when somebody looks at somebody like you who's been very successful in a variety of ways, they think, oh, well, you know, life must have been fairly easy for him or for her, or, you know, something just was in alignment and they got lucky. But that's not your story. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about your trials and tribulations that have led you to where you're at today?
Well, first of all, I was born in an inner city project of Corpus Christi, Texas, to a single mom with six kids. And we were basically the poster children for poverty back in the 60s. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of times you'll hear people say that I didn't realize we were poor when I was a kid. Well, I realized we were poor from a very, very early age. And intuitively or instinctively, somehow I knew that I didn't want that to be my life when I grew up. And so the good news is I had a mother who instilled in me a very simple idea. And she told me, if you want something badly enough, there's no one that can keep you from accomplishing it except yourself. And that message really was embedded in me at a very early age. And so let's move forward to high school. I get to high school, and I went to a seminar. And this guy convinced me that I could get rich selling vacuum cleaners. So I decided to drop out of high school. I decided to drop out of high school to get rich selling vacuum cleaners, which was a really poor choice. But it taught me a couple of very valuable lessons. Number one, it taught me that I was able to take risk. And that's one of the things that I think we all have to embrace. Be willing to take risk, not knowing what the outcome might be, but just being willing to jump out there and do it. So, again, it was a poor choice at the time, but it did teach me those valuable lessons. But fortunately for me, even though I never sold a single vacuum cleaner, I actually landed a job with a building supply center. And I worked extremely hard. I climbed the corporate ladder and actually became the youngest manager in the history of this particular company at 22.
Wow.
So at the age of 23, I was living the American dream. I had the house, the wife, the 2.5 kids, and all of that. And by society standards, I was successful. Uh-huh. And within approximately a six-year time frame, that American dream turned into the American nightmare as I went through a divorce, a bankruptcy, a foreclosure, a deep, deep state of depression. I was actually homeless for 2 years living out of a car.
Wow. So how did that happen? Tell us a little bit more about how that happened, because it sounds like it was abrupt, but I'm sure it wasn't so abrupt.
Well, in terms of how did the divorce happen, or what part do you want?
And the bankruptcy and all that. Like it's, you know, I mean, people understand, okay, there are struggles in relationships, but how does that lead to bankruptcy? How does that lead to you living out of your car?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, I got married for all the wrong reasons, okay? Mm-hmm. I got married because I was doing what society says I was supposed to do, you know, have the house, the wife, the 2.5 kids. So I was in a relationship in which I was very, very unhappy. Mm-hmm. And in retrospect, what I can see is that my divorce was actually the best thing that ever happened to me. Mm-hmm. But if I tie it all together, what I recognized was the discomfort, unease I felt internally, inside, had been festering for a while, and it was like the universe was calling me to something bigger, but I was denying it. And so I was stuck in a relationship.
Been there, done that.
I was stuck in a marriage in which I wasn't happy. I knew that in my heart and soul I wanted to be an entrepreneur, but I wasn't paying attention and following that. And so it's like the universe gave me this wake-up call. Says, look, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing on the planet. And so the bad marriage, you know, being unfulfilled in my job and career, it led me to say, you know what, I got to do something different. And so, again, I believe everything happens for a reason. And once again, my divorce was the best thing that ever happened to me because it challenged me for the first time to wake up and to stop looking outside of myself and start going inside. And that's when